Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The New England Patriots are back home in New England. In the wintry winds howling around Gillette Stadium, several hundred fans greeted the Pats fresh off the plane from sunny Arizona. But some of the fans who rooted for the Pats at the Super Bowl are still waiting to get home. Canceled flights due to the winter storm here have left many Pats fans there in the cold. I mean in the sun. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch joins us now from the airport in Phoenix. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Bob.
Kurt, after the delays at the airport yesterday, what's it like this morning?
Well, I have to say it's not that bad this morning. Remember, we're on mountain time here, so it's still very early morning, but all TSA lanes are open. The volume's been handled well. I think it was the cancellations yesterday that really messed people up. A lot of people only discovered when they showed up that their flights had been canceled and that they, you know, needed to rebook on a later flight. And many of those flights leaving today, Tuesday, were already full.
So how are the stranded Pats fans coping?
Well, it's definitely not hard to find them because they are still 36 hours after the Super Bowl wearing their gear and, you know, going into the airport shop and looking at the shirts that say, you know, New England Super Bowl champions. They're bleary-eyed. Their voices are still shot from cheering at the stadium. And, you know, they're still kind of basking in the glow of that just amazing classic win. And many of them are really taking everything in stride, even the cancellations. I talked to Jake Roberts from Braintree. He's a good example. When his flight was canceled, he went to the U.S. Airways Center. And, Bob, I'm not talking about the customer service center at the airport. I'm talking about the basketball arena where the Phoenix Suns were playing last night. That's the U.S. Airways Center. Roberts and his buddy were pretty unfazed with their canceled flight.
Roll with it. That's all you can do. We'll get back to Boston eventually. They don't miss us that much, you know. If we don't get too drunk tonight, we'll make the flight and go back to Boston.
And I heard this from a number of people. They just enjoyed having this great excuse to stay in 70-degree weather, you know, while New England was getting slammed again.
I imagine, though, that some people must have been frustrated beyond that guy who's enjoying it.
Yeah, especially folks who really planned on getting back to work or to family. Kind of too bad that they went from the Super Bowl win to being stressed out about how to get home and take care of the things they needed to take care of. You know, delirium to disappointment kind of overnight with people showing up. Lawyer Ed Cutchin is a great example. He's from Andover. His nonstop flight yesterday back to Manchester, New Hampshire was canceled. They rescheduled him on an itinerary with stops on Wednesday, and that really killed his mood.
Very upset. I can't believe I can't get back to Boston. I would like to be there for the parade, considering my office is right on the parade route.
And so even with the parade being postponed to Wednesday, he's still not going to get back in time. But thankfully, you know, there's not going to be any shortage of Pats fans back in Boston who did not have this privilege of going to the Super Bowl. And, you know, I'm sure they'll be able to represent him.
Well, good luck getting on that plane today. Hope everything goes well.
Thanks, Bob.
WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has been covering the Super Bowl in Arizona.